USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The president is unveiling his administration's COVID winter strategy.
And it doesn't include shutdowns or lockdowns, but widespread vaccinations and boosters and testing and a lot more.
Speaking at the NIH, Biden says the situation in the United States is greatly improved compared to a year ago. A second person has tested positive for the Omicron variant of COVID-19 in Minnesota after traveling to New York City to attend the Animeme convention. Minnesota Department of Health Commissioner Jan Malcolm explaining the way people within the state can keep themselves safe from the variant.
In addition to vaccination and boosters, we can slow the spread of this variant and all COVID-19 variants by using the layered prevention methods of wearing masks, staying home when sick, and getting tested when appropriate.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn Root. There are two things that I care about. I'm always working on my health and fitness, and I care so much about preventing illness. And that's where vitamin D comes in. Vitamin D is also known as the sunshine vitamin. How do you know if you have low levels of vitamin D? Most people don't. Sons of Liberty, our regular sponsors of CBD, have been working with a group of scientists to create this patent-pending spray vitamin. Five sprays contain a whopping 15,000 IUs of vitamin D3. It's instantly in your bloodstream, providing amazing protection against illness, and the taste is amazing. Protect yourself and your loved ones this season with this great-tasting vitamin D3 spray from Sons of Liberty. For my listeners only, go sonsofliberty.com is offering a discount of 15% off every product when you use the code WAR15 at checkout. Please support veteran-owned, service-disabled, small business. Go sonsofliberty.com. Make the healthy choice and choose go sonsofliberty.com. Use code WAR15 to get up to 15% off. Go sonsofliberty.com.
Republican congressional members are taking House Speaker Nancy Pelosi to court over deducting salaries because of a violation of mask mandates on the House floor. Kentucky Congressman Thomas Massey joins Fox and Friends and explains how the House Speaker violated the Constitution with the fines.
She's violated the 27th Amendment to the Constitution and the base Constitution, which both say we can't change our own salaries.
House Speaker Pelosi says the mandate was put on the House floor to keep everyone safe from a public health emergency. If you miss a payment, check your DMs for a message from debt collectors. The Consumer Financial Protection Bureau implementing new rules this week that lets collection agencies email, text, and send direct messages to folks on social media to track them down for money owed. However, the messages must be private and debt collectors must identify themselves. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
There's a resolution in the House of Representatives that would fund the government through the middle of February. But some Republicans have suggested requiring the vaccine mandates be rescinded in exchange for their support of the bill. Louisiana Republican Senator John Kennedy says he doesn't believe the government will avoid a shutdown.
When I last talked to the proponents of the shutdown, you know, within the last 2 hours, they were hell-bent for leather. And maybe Mitch knows something I don't know. But no. I think it won't be a long shutdown, we shouldn't shut it down at all, but it could be a few days.
That audio courtesy of Fox News. Government funding is set to run out Friday. Vice President Kamala Harris's chief spokesman, Simone Sanders, is leaving the White House at the end of the year. White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki praises Sanders for her work in the administration.
She is whip smart, and she has charisma coming out of her eyeballs, and she's going to do plenty of interesting things in the world in the future. She'll always be a part of this Biden-Harris family, and it's only natural after a couple of years to be ready for something new.
This comes after the Vice President's Communications Director, Ashley Edity, announced she was leaving her post 2 weeks ago. More news online at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.